After 3 nights of confrontation with democracy protesters, Hong Kong police pulled back Monday, even though demonstrators continued to defy calls to disperse, demanding universal suffrage in the selection of the territory's leaders. Thousands of protesters remain on the street, closing major intersections near government offices. Many businesses closed their doors Monday, and schools are not open. Earlier, police in riot gear used pepper spray, tear gas, and baton charges in attempts to disperse protesters as a weekend of unrest spread, an almost unprecedented action against Hong Kong residents. Dozens were injured and arrested. The demonstrators are part of a mass civil disobedience movement after China's National People's Congress Standing Committee ruled that only 3 candidates could run in the 2017 vote for chief executive, the territory's top official, and all must be approved by a pro-Beijing committee. Hong Kong Baptist University professor Michael DeGolyer told Daybreak Asia's Victor Beatty a week's worth of student protest was expanded suddenly Sunday by the so-called Occupy Central movement, which moved its own protest up from Wednesday.
The central government is very concerned about populism. You have to remember in the history of China that the Cultural Revolution was basically a populist movement driven by students. And they see the threat of populism as one of the biggest threats to both governance and the Communist Party, because, you know, Mao Zedong dismantled both the civil service and the Communist Party. And so the fear of populism is a deeply ingrained one in the entire government and Communist Party of the mainland. And they had a recent incident with a man by the name of Bo Xilai, who was head of actually a fairly minor city, but it was a second-rate city, let's call this, of inner China, who used populism and corruption to build a national network of influence that was barely stopped by the bureaucracy, that literally one promotion away from becoming untouchable. And that has scared the new president, President Xi, and the members of the bureaucracy quite a lot, the Communist Party quite a lot. He's been charged to get out there and make sure this doesn't happen again. And the idea that they would let the richest city in China, which is Hong Kong, have a direct populist nomination and be able to put in office a person who could command the resources of Hong Kong was just unthinkable. And that's also why the central government not only came out with this harsh ruling, but it is extremely unlikely to back down.
China Daily opined today there has been speculation in the Western media about whether the central government will put a stop to the rallies. But if the local authorities handle the demonstrations properly and stop them becoming lawless or holding the city to ransom, there will be no need. Do you consider that a veiled threat?
Not very veiled. I think there are 2 ways they could do this. I mean, it would be very simple for the mainland to bring Hong Kong to heel. All they have to do is simply close the land border through which most of Hong Kong's food comes, turn off the water tap, and that's most of Hong Kong's water. And if they wanted to, simply close the port. And within a week, Hong Kong people would be both hungry and jobless and thirsty, and they wouldn't have to fire a shot. And they would make a very strong point about Hong Kong being totally dependent on China. If they did want to come in, though, and make a point to the rest of the world and to the rest of China, then they could very easily use force without any compunction. They've done this in the past.
Is Hong Kong on a precipice?
It appears to be heading that way. One of the real wild cards in all this is that China's National Day is October 1st. It's like any national day. It's not like July 4th in the United States. It's a national day, a day of usually celebration and flag raising and various types of ceremonies that engage you know, large numbers of people as well as high officials. All that is planned for the 1st of October. And, of course, the protesters are going to want to disrupt that. And the government is going to want that not to be disrupted.
DeGolyer fears the protesters, about 1,500 from his school alone, are staking their demonstrations on the unrealistic hope the central government will back down or force the chief executive, Leung Chun-ying, to resign. He says that will not happen. China's foreign ministry on Monday said it opposes any external force supporting what it called illegal movements such as Occupy Central. Meanwhile, ratings agency Fitch on Monday said the unrest will not significantly impact the city's AA-plus credit rating in the short term, unless they last long enough to impact the economy. The Hong Kong stock index, the Hang Seng, fell nearly 2% in trading on Monday.